Hello and welcome to The Irish Min, the daily podcast where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irish Min and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons, and today is Monday, August 12th. And folks, we are down to the wire. 7 minutes remain. It's Monday. It is actually Monday, and I'm recording this live on Twitch. And I got to tell you, folks, you might hear a little extra pep in my step, because as I sit down to this min, I know that by the time I leave this chair, this project will be over. I'm doing, right now as I'm talking to you, recording the final, by my calculations, if I have this correct, the final 7 minutes of this movie. And if you're new around here for whatever reason, or you're joining on the Twitch stream for the first time, I watch 1 minute of the movie, and then I talk about it for a little bit, and then that's it. And then an episode goes up every day. And you're coming in here at a hell of a time, because I'm almost done. I started this project in January of 2020, and I will be ending it today. Next Tuesday. Tuesday, August 20th. I never thought we would have an actual, like, date, a number. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I was talking to the Twitch chat before we actually started recording. It feels weird. Maybe we'll save this for the final min, but sitting down to do the final mins, I had like a weird feeling in my belly about it. I'm going to miss this stupid little thing. And I'm going to miss all of you who came along for the ride. And that's true. Nicholas JT in the chat says a lot can happen in 7 minutes. It's like a different world when you started. It's almost like a lot happened since I started, isn't it? Yeah. Before I started this podcast, I was not married. I was not yet a homeowner. And the novel coronavirus had not yet enveloped the world in its prickly little grasp. Are the minutes of the credits going to be included? Jell Ocean asked in the chat. The answer is no. I'm very sorry. We have litigated this. I reflected on it personally. I spoke to a therapist and a pastor, and many of my closest friends, allies, and even indeed some of my enemies. And all things considered, I decided not to do the credits. The thing I keep saying is that I will show myself even just that little bit of grace. And all of you as well. I mean, honest to God, there are 12 minutes of credits on this file, 11 or 12 minutes. That would have been at least 2 full weeks of the podcast recording. Just kind of, you know what it would devolve into is just making fun of people's names. I would get bored and just start picking out weird sounding names. And I don't want to do that. That's disrespectful and rude. And no one deserves that. Unless they have a really fun name. One guy in the credits of that movie, Nightcrawler, with Jake Gyllenhaal, there's a guy whose last name is Pancake in that movie. And I tweeted a screenshot of the credits. And I wish I could remember his first name, but it doesn't hold a candle to the second name, which was Pancake. And Mr. Pancake saw it on Twitter or Blue Sky or whatever and liked it, retweeted it. So me and Mr. Pancake are tight. But I won't be doing that, any analyzing of the credits with the podcast. But there's only one way to get to the end, as I've always said, and it's min by min. We are 3 hours and 12 minutes into the movie, and we've pretty much connected all the remaining dots. I think that all that's left is the last little bit of juice out of the Frank Sheeran life. He's wrapping things up. These guys that we're looking at right now were paused on a frame of what we assume are feds who have stopped him outside the mausoleum. I guess he, a few mins prior, bought what was likely a stolen casket from what we determined was actually Action Bronson, selling him caskets out of some sort of garage at a discount, and they were haggling about the price of the casket. So we assumed they were stolen goods, and he's sort of getting his post-death life in order, like his things in order, you know, where he's going to be buried and stuff. And he comes out of this mausoleum where he's just picked a plot and two feds are waiting for him. And they're like, hey, your attorney is dead. And he says, who shot him or who killed him? And the fed says, cancer, man, you're old. Everyone's fucking dead. How about we kind of like, there's no one left to protect and there's no one left to worry about. Your friends and your enemies are all dead. And we really just would like to know what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. Presumably, I think that's where this conversation is going. We're still in the middle of it. But I think they are very rightly pointing out that this is a young man's game and you're not a young man anymore. And it doesn't make sense to keep playing this game. Really quick diversion. Nicholas JT found the tweet I was talking about. And I said Nightcrawler was my favorite movie because I discovered the credits include an actor named, oh, I forgot about this, Michael Papa John. And it was two brothers named Joe and Stephen Pancake. Maybe I should go through the credits because who knows what sort of serendipitous stuff lies in these credits. Michael Papa John. I loved that. And Joe and Stephen Pancake. I think maybe it was Michael Papa John that I interacted with on Twitter. Better tweets, better engagement, Michael Papa John. All right. I think that's enough. Let's just get into the min. We know where this is all headed. And one more down, getting us closer to the end. Okay, I'm going to start the next min right now.
Holy bugs, they're gone. Who are you protecting? You know who's not gone? Mr. Hoffa's family, his children.
Yeah, that's right.
They're here, and they gotta live not knowing.
They just want to know.
That's hard to do.
It's fair. But does he do it?
I mean, you got kids, Frank.
He's just kind of staring them down right now. With these big aviator glasses.
Frank, it's time. It's time you say what happened.
Oh. I hope he just rips a fart.
You seem like nice fellas. Yeah. I appreciate you coming to see me. Mm-hmm. But I can't help you.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Shrug. Okay, I was honest to God expecting him to just rip a big fart. Because he's in this wheelchair. He's older than dirt. And I really thought that he was going to employ one of maybe my in a real tough field, my favorite line from The Sopranos is when A.J. Soprano, I think, is talking to Meadow in their bedroom. And he cuts a fart and goes, meeting's over. Man, that's an all-timer. So I thought that's what was going to happen here. I thought he was just going to look these guys in the eye and rip ass to their question or to their very reasonable request of getting some sort of insight into what actually did happen to Jimmy Hoffa, but they get nothing. Denied. And very sad that this guy is literally sitting outside. So now we're kind of this like wide shot and he's in front of a Virgin Mary statue. And this is the place that he will in short order be interred, yes, interred, where his body will be laid to rest. And still can't give up the goods, still can't give up this pathological desire to what exactly? I don't really understand, and maybe we'll get this in the next couple minutes, but or maybe I'll understand it in the full watch through, which is how we are going to wrap up this podcast, by the way, and I will get to that in a second. Maybe that will become clearer what his drive is. I never really understood it. We got actually a very little bit of his background. We know that he fought in the war. He was in Italy, I think, right? That's where he learned Italian, I think is what he said early in the movie, and that's how he kind of ingratiated himself with Pesci and the mob. But yeah, I'm not sure we really know like what this sycophantic allegiance is to the to who even really. I'm not sure. I have no idea, because he never even really seemed to be working. I mean, he was working for the mob, but he never seemed to be like, I don't know, indebted to. He's an outsider, I think, is like a big part of this. Is like, why? How did this happen, and why was he? Why did he take it so seriously? I don't know. Maybe that's something we'll get in the next six minutes. Did I do this right? Five? Yeah, four to go, and then two next week. Incredible. A non-Italian could never be actually respected in the mafia, so it is odd. I think there were some not Italians in the mafia, right? But you were like a lesser, you weren't running the show, but I don't think it was exclusively at every level. And Frank also was kind of a stooge. Like he was a, what do they call that? Like a body guy? Like he was really just kind of dealing with this one Jimmy Hoffa connection, kind of, right? Or there was also all the Tony. See, there's also so much of this movie I forget because I watched it literally 4 years ago, and have not gone back and seen it. So a lot of this movie I will have seen again for the first time in a couple of weeks. So yes, we're going to wrap this up with a live stream, full watch through. And I think I'm just going to put it on Twitch, because I don't think if I stream this one movie this one time and then I don't let the recording go up, I don't think I'll get banned. But you never know. It could be, folks, it could be my very last Twitch stream if the cops show up. So you got to be there, because it's only going to happen once. He was employed as an associate to off people and was never made for it. Yes, I think that's probably right. So next Thursday, I think, the final min will be Tuesday, August 20th. So Thursday, August 22nd, I think we're going to plan on doing a little Twitch stream where I'm doing the whole, Ben, thanks for the follow. We'll do the whole movie all together right here on Twitch. It'll be a like 3.5 hour, 4 hour stream, and then I will release the audio as a podcast too. And we might have some fun guests too. I'm not quite sure yet. Still working it out. But that's next Thursday. Today is Monday. And we finished the min. Was there really anything else in the min we need to talk about? Just these like great feds. I think that one guy is like a comedian, right? He's got like a Bill Burr type vibe to him, but it's not Bill Burr. And I don't know who the other guy is. Anyway, those are the only other three people, the other two people that we saw in the scene. All right. Marty Scorsese still got it, even in these final mins. One down, six to go. I cannot believe it. I'm so excited. Join us tomorrow, Tuesday, for the next exciting min.